So many nerve endings collected in one place. How much can we drag out of that muscle above? That many-splendored but too full of itself thing that thinks it gets to decide what ought to be decided by it. Your pussy spreads. The toy slides in. Your brain goes out. And we begin. Night-night, pet. Peaceful. Safe. The kind of place where you could slip something in. Spreading lips that enfold something, but not something made to thrust, just to hold still. Just to hold you in its thrall, in its grasp, inside. And in order to get to where it gets to hold, to get into that recess between your legs where it might be concealed from all but you, and you might milk, milk, milk around it for pleasure, well, let me tell you, there is very, very much for you to do with it. It slides in and spreads and spreads, and it might be designed to spread and hold and allow you to feel that delicious sensation of fullness in a lasting way, that filled fullness inside, deeply probed, plumbed. And it's not an equal or even texture because your insides aren't. So even a firm, smooth device will still allow you differing sensations as you squirm or squeeze or are made to move through the motions of your day. You know how to say yes more, know how to squeeze and milk, learn the musculature. And if you can't even bring to do that, you could slide it half out if you could bear to have it anywhere except completely inside. And there's vigor to it, warmth to it. The pleasure it brings, the lust it concentrates. And your brain just buzzes away with, oh, that's a sensation. Oh, that's a sensation, because those two centers are often desynchronized. You ask your brain, and you ask the space inhabited, the toy's plugged hole, the hungry hole out of control, saying, yes, more, fill me, oh. And then you're full, and a vast relief occurs. Even as the pressure of the stretch takes you, a relief of, oh, I didn't know what I was missing, and you don't know what you're missing. But this is about sex, and your mind is sometimes about more than that. Oh, don't worry. We'll be talking about more than that. Just need to get you primed, just need to get you ready. Make sure it is inside of you. How much doesn't matter. Rest assured, if you slip it 90% of the way out, your brain's going to consider, should I really take this out or should I slam it back in and deal with the aftershock? The aftershock. But we haven't dealt with the pre-shock yet, your brain. Anticipatory hunger. Fill yourself. But remember that emptying yourself is thus presaged. In the pleasure and joy of, oh, finally. Oh, at last. Oh, plugged to completion. Oh, it's back. Oh, now there's nothing of concern. Nothing at all. Previously, there was a deep, empty hole between your legs. Previously, down there, below the pinch of your waist and the flow of your hips, down, down, below your thighs, in between, in the valley of pleasure, there was previously a throb, a pulse, a clenching of your butt. And one looking would see, and you can see, that you are plugged, because once it goes in, the peace and ease radiating over you, filling your gaze, descending over you, covering your face, your mind, your body in its wake. Oh, more. But it's in you, so there's always more. You can always squeeze out more. You can always milk more pleasure out of what's literally inside of you. And if you had a little slot to plug in peripherals, to wire add-ons into the system of libido, desire, thought, hypnotic ritual, well, now you have a plug. Click. Locked in. Out when it needs to go. And you'll never have trouble getting it out. It's maybe a matter of what happens afterward, but I'll leave that implication to you. Plug sliding, stretching, splaying, pussy lips squeezing, trying. You lubricate well. You slip it in. But nothing can stop the progress, so even if you squeeze to milk as much pleasure from every inch of it as you can when it goes in, then it's in you, and a new, throbbing, I am stretched, I am spread, I am full, I am complete, oh, tingle can take over. Yet what we're trying to do is explore context, explore curse and enchantment, and the little things that are ritualistically tied to. You are deeply hypnotized, your body held in your own thrall, really getting your own attention. And it's like you got your body's attention and said, hey, We're empty down there, aching down there, says the mind with its brilliant ideas. Delusions of grandeur like any other muscle says, I'm sure we can slip that big, spreading thing inside and just leave it there. And though we may enjoy it, and though we may think of it, and though we may fixate on it, and though we may hunger for it, and though we may move it out just an inch and squeeze around it and ignore the fact that a thought just slipped down the back of your spine and right into there. But the thought went there because it was getting in the way. That was a sexy thought, says the mind. That was an arousing thought, says the mind. And what have those done for you? Gotten in the way of work? Made you all sweaty? Or tired? Or pliable? Or confused? Why would you need to be that way when you can be this middle state of having a nice plug in you, and that plug will be your sexual satisfaction? You squeeze on it, you orient your thoughts around it, you put your libidinous mind there, the horny brain that says, oh, but we feel so good, and you should explore other sensation. I've got one in now, and rub over bits of you that you normally ignore. See if that tingling sensation, oh, it doesn't go up to the brain, does it? It goes to that second locus. And the best part about this one, says the mind, with no small amount of smugness, we can remove this when we don't need to be sexy or horny, when we don't need to be driven by illogical things, by things that are, sourced through darker, more ancient instinctual parts of the committee, the rut and the pull, or even through our obligation to tend to the space below, plugging and stretching and training. We can just slip it out. And when it's slipped out, you'll be so focused. Just your mind, libido localized. Oh, certainly if you left it out for long enough, it would eventually return. But that's not something you're inclined to do, is it? You just want to wait. You just want to leave it in for now and put it back in now and then. So I'm going to keep sending some things down there, some things you don't need, some things I keep noticing up here, some of them to do with the plug itself. I'm going to lock away what you don't need, and we will do just fine up here in your mind where we can organize it together. So a lustful squeeze, as though the plug were going to slide out of you, so you squeeze and pull it in. Of course it wasn't. It's well lodged. But the phantom sensation of something falling is an easy fabricate. And so the phantom sensation that your slippy, drippy insides, or maybe the very real sensation, are going to just squeeze enough, tight enough, to push even that well-lodged plug out of you. Oh, squeezing might push it half an inch, but it isn't coming out. Because your hands would put it back. And that part's got nothing to do with the brain. Your body just needs it in. That hunger that answers itself. Like we're in an uncomfortable position, we don't strategize on how to move, the body shifts. We have many, many an automatic reaction which must be actively resisted by the mind. Now only a few of these show up now and then, and usually we're indulging in them, but with that plug there, it doesn't have discernment. That's a plug. It doesn't have a process of layering, of ordering. And when your mind assigns certain impulses to plug time context, it knows this. You know this. No part of you, gut, mind, heart, conceptualized bits of you that are really just the chorus of differing opinion formed from experience. But you're taking some of those opinions and sidelining them, aren't you? The ones that aren't very relevant. And so in order to sideline those opinions, lust flows between your legs. You can touch, you can contort, or you can fall slack as you realize that nervous system connection between brain and pussy, between the squeezed thing inside, lubricated well. Remember to slide out and slap on more lube if you need to. But that inside squeezing, that feeling that every brushed place is a new opportunity to use your plug by standing at certain angles, leaning, moving, every movement with it inside sparks at least a little, oh, I'm still full, still stuffed. It's part of the circuit. You do a scan of your body, you're like, oh, well, I feel okay. Breathe in deeply and, oh, the plug is there. In order to audit your body, in order to go to baseline awareness, in order to check yourself while you're moving around, you must acknowledge there's a plug in there. All thoughts flow through the plug before they go to your brain because Isn't it more imminent and insistent to have a nervous system spike of, oh, this is an augmentation of pleasure. Oh, this is a part of you, a fulfillment, an intimacy, squeeze and pull, squeeze and those kind of thoughts go between your legs, where they won't at all trouble what's between your ears. It is important, when you know what's really important, to sideline the things that are unimportant and to put them where they just can't influence what you're lovely, contorting, squeezing currently, but soon to be aspiring to more, body can do.